This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora has banned police from using chokeholds. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez explains.
The Aurora City Council voted unanimously to ban the use of carotid holds by the Aurora Police Department. The council's decision also banned all other chokeholds. The decision turns a new department policy from Police Chief Vanessa Wilson into city law. That means that a future police chief can't simply change the policy to allow its use. The technique was used by Aurora police officers who attempted to detain Elijah McClain last year. McClain died days later. The new law comes as police face multiple investigations into their actions and patterns of practices. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The Democratic National Convention does not include many Coloradans this year, but two of them will take the virtual stage tonight. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
One of those speakers is Laura Packard, a cancer survivor turned healthcare advocate. She'll speak in defense of the Affordable Care Act, which she says helped save her life, and argue for expanding health coverage to all Americans. Tonight, we'll also see a brief appearance by Howard Cho, first vice chair of the Colorado Democratic Party. He'll talk about the struggles of working parents during the coronavirus pandemic. His cameo is part of something the convention has dubbed Roll Call Across America, in which party members will officially nominate Joe Biden as their presidential candidate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
CPR News will carry live coverage of tonight's convention beginning at 7 o'clock. Coming up on the program, Cori Bush, Democratic candidate for Missouri's 1st Congressional District, talks about racial justice policing and the pitch to black voters. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, yesterday was the first day of school for thousands of Colorado children. Some learn remotely at home. Some were back in the classroom. This boy summarizes how the day was for many.
Weird.
It was especially stressful for teachers.
It's not managing one classroom anymore. It's hard to manage two different locations.
Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more on schools in the era of COVID. That's coming up in 10 minutes here on CPR News.